The epistle for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Brethren, such confidence we have through Christ towards God, not that we are sufficient to think anything of ourselves as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also hath made us fit ministers of the New Testament, not in the letter, but in the spirits. For the letter killeth, but the spirit quickeneth. Now that the ministration of death, engraven with letters upon stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses. For the glory of his countenance, which is made void, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather in glory? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more the ministration of justice aboundeth in glory. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 10. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see the things which you see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings have desired to see the things that you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things that you hear and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, tempting him, saying, 'Master, what must I do to possess eternal life?' But he said to him, 'What is written in the law? How readest thou?' He answering said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with all thy strength and with and all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself.' And he said to him, 'Thou hast answered rightly, this do and thou shalt live.' But he, willing to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' And Jesus answering said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, who also stripped him, and having wounded him, went away, leaving him half dead. And it chanced that a certain priest went down the same way, and seeing him, passed by. In like manner also a Levite, when he was near the place and saw him, passed by. But a certain Samaritan, being on his journey, came near him, and seeing him, was moved with compassion. And going up to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and setting him upon his own beast, brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 pence and gave to the host and said, "Take care of him, and whatsoever thou shalt spend over and above, I at my return will repay thee." Which of these three, in thy opinion, was neighbor to him that fell among robbers? But he said, "He that showed mercy to him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do thou in like manner." Please be seated. I desire that thou mayst serve me as an instrument to draw souls to me. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I had mentioned to you that this past week, Father Boyle and myself, with about 40 other priests, were on retreat at the seminary in Winona, Minnesota, preached by my brother. And so from that, he gave a retreat that he talked about the Sacred Heart and the priesthood. One, trying to give to us the example of the Sacred Heart. Obviously, we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal high priest. And as priest, he is the model that we have. And so from that, he is the one that we look to as an example. And any time on retreat, if you've been on a retreat, it gives you the opportunity to contemplate and to think about the state of your soul. It gives you the chance to think about what are the things that you need to try to improve on, to look interiorly at our soul. And one of the things to try to examine and to see, am I united to God? You know, how united to Almighty God am I? And obviously with a priest retreat, the focus for us is to consider our vocation, to consider truly that we are trying to be another Christ, an alter Christus. And so from that, when my brother preached in giving us the example of the Sacred Hearts, you know, he talked about the different virtues, the different means that the Sacred Hearts and the love that he has for our souls. And then from that, then how we're supposed to try to emulate that, to live up to that. And so yes, it can be humbling to consider during the retreat the virtues that are so necessary for us. And yet, sometimes, how far away that we are from them and the practice of them. But it also gives us the chance then to try to renew that spirit that we have. In trying to see and to consider then as priest, being another Christ, and yes, trying to draw souls to Almighty God, being instruments to him. And so from that, some of the virtues that he gave to us to consider of the Sacred Heart. And what he did is he used the writings of Father Mateo, who is the apostle of the enthronements to the Sacred Heart, and also Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre, our founder, and trying to give to us the words that they wrote upon some of these virtues, and helping us then to try to see and to examine with that, you know, what we need to try to do to try to help with that, help our own souls and the virtues that we need to try to practice ourselves. The humility, the mercy, the reparation that is necessary. And so that is one of the things in trying to draw us closer to the Sacred Heart and showing to us, obviously, the great mercy that he has for our souls. The mercy that he showed for the love that he was able to die on the cross for all of us. This willingness to abandon himself to the weight of the cross and to die for us. And it was out of great love for our souls. But then also from that to consider, I mean, obviously the humility also in dying the ignominious death on the cross. This humility that our Lord practiced by just taking a human form. And our Lord could have saved, redeemed mankind in any capacity. But yet he took a human form for us, one, to give us a model, but also to show the great humility and the great love that he had for us. And so it's striking then to see in the words of Father Mateo, the Archbishop, of how much that the priest must try to practice these virtues, the practice of these virtues in order to try to draw, yes, souls to him, to draw souls to our Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting that he also quoted for us a quote from the Rule of Saint Benedict, that he had mentioned, he said, may they prefer nothing but our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that is where then the idea and the understanding that as a priest, he is meant to draw souls to our Lord. God willing, through his life, through his ministry, through his apostolate, it is meant to draw souls then to our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is through the practice of these virtues, through the practice of the humility, the mercy, but then also in striking the reparation. This spirit that we must try to have, and it's something that a spirit that all of us must try to have too. To one, to repair for our own sins, but then also as a priest, to see the obligation that he has of also repairing then for the sins of the faithful, of the church, of the world. It is a necessary virtue that the priest must have. Just that spirit, that idea of that. Of living a life of renunciation. Obviously, we know the priest gives up a family, he gives up a wife, because he marries the church. And so through that, he always lives this, in a sense, this life of renunciation. But he still must try to carry it further than that. He still must try to understand and to see the great need, especially in our modern times, of the spirit of reparation, of doing penance. As I say, of repairing, obviously, for his own sins, but then also we can look at it and see the sins of mankind. And by having this spirit and by having that understanding of that, well, yes, setting an example for the faithful, to see that the words that he preached are not just empty words. There are men for us to understand and to grasp and to see the great necessity that we must repair for our own sins. And so that is where then, through the writings of the Archbishop, Father Mateo, that is what they tried to live, that is what they tried to give to us as an example. So as I say, with Father Mateo, he is the apostle to the enthronements to the Sacred Heart, this preaching of for the families to try to live a life devoted to the Sacred Heart. But they want to live their lives of having our Lord truly as their King. And then the Archbishop we see in the life that he lived, the sacrifice for the good of the Church, the sacrifice that he lived in order to try to form priest, true priest, preferring nothing but our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that is something that my brother was able to try to give to all of us in the conferences that he gave, and helping us to see, then, one, the virtue that is there, but then also the practice of that virtue, of how putting it into practice for our lives, each day of our life, that we cannot just take vacations from that. Now, even when a priest takes a vacation, when he leaves his normal apostolate, it's not that he takes a vacation from the obligations that he has to Almighty God. None of us should ever take that. But the priest still has those obligations that are there, and trying to live that life and being pleasing to God. And so yes, there are no vacations from that. And so for a priest, he must realize that he must try to lead souls to Almighty God, hopefully through his life, through his example, and through his preaching. And so that is something that, hopefully it also gives to you an understanding. And when I asked for you to pray for the priest on retreat, there were over 40 priests. And so hopefully you had the opportunity to try to pray and to sacrifice for us being on retreat, and being able for us to consider, truly our vocation during those 6 days. And that is why also Father Rostand is very strict on the fact of leaving there to get there for Monday for the beginning of it, and then not leaving until Saturday until it's done. Because that is the retreat that we make per year. And so we must try to pull ourselves away from the apostolate that we have in order to reflect and to consider, so that we can come back stronger in order to try to help the faithful. Because it is a necessity for us, just as I would say it's also a necessity for all of you, to take time away from things, to consider a retreat, days of recollection. As I mentioned, we try to at least give those here in the parish, beginning in February. But then also to try to consider a retreat. How long has it been since your last retreat, or if you've never been on a retreat? How necessary it is for the state of our soul, of how we must try to then consider our own soul before the eyes of God. And as I say, that is truly, as priests, that's what we must try to do during our retreats. Where does our soul stand before the eyes of God? Trust me, just because we left the world doesn't mean that we're on the safe path to heaven. If anything, the devil will try to tempt the priest more, will try to lead the priest astray, because he knows by leading the priest astray, he'll lead a lot of faithful away. And so all the more so do we have to try to consider that too, and how much more severely our judgment will be before the eyes of God. Because much has been given to us, much will be expected. But then also when you consider and you look at your own souls too, how much has been given to all of you, and so therefore how much will be expected of all of us. So that's why it's necessary for us also to try to take retreats, to consider the state of our soul. As I say, if you've never been on a retreat, please do consider. Consider going on one. And we have the different retreat houses here in the United States. And if we think we're too busy at work or even with our family to think about the state of our soul, we're missing out on the importance of the salvation of our soul. With that, we're truly missing out on why God has given us a soul in order to try to save. And so therefore, we must try to consider these things. And as I say, as a priest, it's a great opportunity for us to consider the state of our soul, to recharge our batteries, to try to help us in the apostolate, that when we come out of it, the opportunity to think, to pray, to rest, to consider all these things, knowing full well that you'll go out sometime on Saturday, go back right back into the apostolate. And then, yes, it just keeps revolving after that. So the necessity of, yes, praying for your priest, praying for all the priests that they be faithful to the vocation that God has called them to. Because truly, yes, we are men to lead souls to God. And that is why our Lord had said too, he had said to St. Margaret Mary, the Sacred Heart, that he desires her to serve him as an instrument, to draw souls then to him. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.